Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's an honor to serve the Lord, our God and King. I love it. He loves us all. And He does speak to us from the heart. We have an enemy who tried to hide God from man. The last broadcast we did, the Lord called it plots. Things that happened was an attack. It was a plot against us. The enemy don't want us to know God. Well, if we're made in His image, He died. He took the time and He loved us enough to send His only begotten Son to die for us all. We believe that we get saved. We're with Him. Jesus died so we could have a living relationship with God. God loves us so much, He wants time with us. He wants to talk to us. I had a word in a church one time. The Lord gave me a prophetic word, and I had to speak it. He said it should be commonplace for all of God's people to walk and talk with Him. It shouldn't be strange. It shouldn't seem strange. It should be normal. The enemy hates our relationship. That's when he know that he will not be able to do anything with us if we have a strong relationship with the Lord. Daniel said that they that do know the Lord, their God, will be strong and they'll do exploits. They'll be strong in Him and they'll do exploits. Satan won't be, no matter what Satan do, they'll overcome it. And they'll do God's will anyway. They will exploit the kingdom of darkness. They will expose it for the lie that it is. And all of the lies that it tells. Every time you take God at His word. And see things through. And go forward. If you go through a divorce and bounce back. And you don't operate in animosity. You just told the world you love God. Because He helped you do it. If you have a child that's sick and you believe God and they get well, and you know you do this publicly, that can't be ignored. That's people gonna talk about it. People that thought the child would die, the child is now living and playing with their children, and they look out the window and the child don't look like the child that was on that sick bed. And if you lose a loved one and the Lord strengthen you, it can surprise you. People need to see the interaction, the handiwork of God. If you stop looking down and start looking up, you'll experience the handiwork of God. It's important not to be depressed, not to feel sorry for yourself. It's important. Nobody can make you do these things. This is of the will. When we hear God's word, that's how we get to know Him. And if you don't look to the Lord, why are you frustrated? Why are you out of balance? Why are you wounded? The enemy will come and lie to you. He'll lie to your face, to your thoughts, to your heart, and tell you God don't like you, tell you God did it, God was behind it, to make you angry at God. And that way, even if you don't believe it, you won't study. You won't draw near to the Lord. Because in the back of your mind, it's God's fault. Jesus died to destroy death. He has a systematic plan to destroy death forever. But death is the last enemy that God will destroy. When you're in heaven and you understand things that He's doing, you'll thank Him for it. Because He had your back all along. But in the duration, before everything is complete, He makes you wonder. That's what the enemy does. He lies. If you study the book of Job, you'll know that it was not God's fault. Satan tried to make Job curse God to His face. And Job was the one that opened the door to let him do it. He feared evil. So you can't fear evil. I can't fear evil. When I live right across the street from a crack house, and all kind of things happen, gunfights. And I was the one that rebuked the gunfights and stopped them. Believe in Jesus' name. I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody, and you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. Nobody ever died. And if somebody would have died, they really would have started shooting. Nobody ever got killed when I was living over there. I should have been afraid, but I was not afraid. Because Emmanuel, because Jesus Christ was with me. You don't learn these things unless you take God at His word. If you take God at His word, and that's your pattern, you're going to find out that you cannot be defeated by anything in this world. The Lord has a plan. If you follow His plan, you cannot be defeated. And you can also do His will and finish it. Because you're strong. Because you know God. If you don't know these things, it won't work. And Satan knows this. That's why he put plots against us. Now, I talked about how mainstream ministries, I'm not talking about just a few. Sometimes Pentecostal people talk about denominational churches like Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Lutheran, and so on. I'm talking about all of them. The enemy put something in motion that people have to deal with. He cast doubt. He gave people doubt instead of faith, saying that the things of God went away when the apostles died. It looked like it. It seemed like it. There were no more people. People were not working miracles like they used to, like they heard about, in every part of the world. Because when they died, false teachers rose up and started teaching false things. So that the enemy could get one up on us. It was a plot. That's all it is. No amazement. And when people get saved, they don't know everything. It's just like a toddler learning to walk. So when they go to seminary schools, that's the best place to plant destruction. If you want to find Satan, go to the top. He tries to get in the most preeminent places, even the pulpit. If he could get good people off track, then they'll keep people off track. Now, I don't mean any meanness against the minister. It's very difficult to overcome these things. It took me all of my life to get it figured out. I thought things were wonderful until the Lord kept showing me things and showing me. He did a lot of work to get me to this point so I could talk about it. So I could talk about what nobody wants to talk about. Even the people that figured it out, they don't want to talk about it. Because it's taboo to talk about men of God in the minds of many. But the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And sometimes when He uncovers the truth, you just got to deal with it. There are plots against us. Jesus said if He didn't shorten the days, we wouldn't, even the elect, He wouldn't find faith in the elect when He come back. This is how bad the plot is. So I wanted to do something about it, and I didn't know what to do. So I just do what God tell me to do. And I'm doing my part against the plots of Satan and for the kingdom of God. I hate the kingdom of Satan. It destroys lives. Satan tried to steal our heritage. Our heritages. Our walk with God. Our talk with God. Our reception from God. He gave us all forms of blessings. He won't stop that. He gave us all forms of healing. He tried to stop that. Even if you're missing a limb, you can claim by Jesus' stripes you're healed and have a new limb. Preacher, you're going too far. How is that possible? I've heard 3 or 4 testimonies that God has a warehouse in heaven full of body parts. I know it sounds weird, but this is what they saw. So when somebody claimed, what they need, they can have it. If you push the issue, you can have it. Jesus paid for your missing limbs, a missing eye, a missing toe, a missing hand, whatever. Whatever you need, God's got it. But you may not be able to be, you know, if you study the scriptures and stand on the word, you can have it. And then a miracle is going to happen. And you'll have it. And it will amaze people. You won't be the first one because it's already happened. That was a man that loved God in Africa. He was a minister. And I heard his testimony twice. I hope I get it all correct. But he had an elbow put in, a mechanical elbow put in. And the Lord did a sovereign miracle for him. While he was asleep, the Lord put a brand new God-made elbow in his arm. And when he woke up, the mechanical elbow was laying next to him. My pastor saw a man's leg grow out a few inches right before his eyes. You won't be the first one to receive a limb. And I was at a Benny Hinn meeting, and the girl had a glass eye. And then the miracle, she could see through it. Go figure that one out. I was there. And the girl was chasing Benny Hinn around the stage. Another little girl couldn't hear. I was there. And she started responding to sound. And she started saying what he was saying. And she couldn't talk because she never heard before. She could just mimic the sound she heard. If you believe God in your situation and win, you won't be the first one. Satan's trying to hide the things of God from us so that we won't destroy his kingdom. If we alert people, they'll know that Jesus came. It's still going to take faith. They'll start looking at the word, they'll get faith, and they'll get saved. And they'll start having a relationship with the Lord, and they'll start growing, and they'll start doing the things of God. People are not stupid. If everybody ignore God, then it's harder to receive from God, and it's easier to ignore God like everybody else, especially when it's the pastors and the people you look to. One thing that hurts my heart, all the wonderful TV preachers, they don't talk about relationship as much as they talk about being blessed. Why don't people just talk about drawing near to the Lord and yielding yourself to the Lord? That's better than a darn blessing. And I said it that way because what good is a new car when you don't have a strong relationship with the Lord? A new house and you're on the edge of hell. Why? You know, that's not the time for a blessing. You need a relationship. And you'll have all these things. They don't teach people to seek first the kingdom of God. They read the scripture as if it's just in the back seat. But when you think about it, seek first the kingdom of God, you'll gain vision. And his righteousness. When you seek his righteousness, a lot of things that people ask for, they'll stop asking for it because it's no good. If you're seeking first his righteousness, you become foundational. Things are put in its proper priority. And when God bless you with the stuff, you'll use it for the kingdom of God. You'll use it and you'll enjoy it. Some people get stuff and they believe God for stuff. And they get stuff, and the stuff is a distraction against God. That don't make sense. Why? Because they received it out of order. What good is it if a man win the lottery and he don't know how to manage money? When you seek first the kingdom of God, you'll know how to manage money, you'll know how to deal with it, you'll know how to enjoy life. See, our surroundings lie to us. One day I said, Lord, you know, a lot of people are out there, they're trying to have a big name ministry. I said, that's not my goal. I said, teach me how to live. What point is to have a big time ministry and you don't even know God, don't even know how to live? If you follow God, you can be effective. But if you really want to have a big name ministry and be famous and rich, that don't really take much sense. But you can get in a lot of trouble if your heart's not pure. That's why Jesus said, many that are first will be last, and many that are last will be first. And people that's doing this revival, most of them are unknown people. People that nobody knows about. You have to consider what God is doing and seek Him out. God loves us. It's all about the love of God. I heard Joyce Myers had to rename some of her books because people won't buy the books that teach you how to love, that teach you how to have a foundation so you can have a relationship with God. Everybody I know that have a thriving relationship with God, they walk in love. They are people that love people. They love God, they love His Word, they love His people. And they're not trying to figure out what they can get away with. Those are the kind of people that God draws near to. Not the people who are trying to figure out how to get over. And when you get in enough debt, now you feel like you got to do it. You're trying to keep money in. I watch people get in ditches like that. And I said, I'm not doing that. I watch people get wedged into a denominational church that has all their bylaws and they got to preach a certain way. I avoided that one too. I said, this is what I'm going to do. Wherever God guide me, I'm going to do exactly what He's saying. I'm going to preach like He want me to. And if they don't want me to preach, I won't have to preach there. It doesn't matter to me. I will preach wherever God want me to preach, or wherever I'm invited to. If they want to hear of God, I will do it. I won't charge a dime. But I'm going to do it God's way. And if a pastor say, well, we don't do it this way, we don't do it that way, I say, well, you go ahead and preach it. I'm not going to get up there and not do what God said do. If I'm going to preach, I'm going to do it God's way or not. One or two. And some people do it different. And on the radio, I preach what God say. And it's effective. The only way to undo the plots of Satan is to give more light. If you're in a denominational church, or if you have to preach a certain way, according to certain rules, and God's trying to give you more light, you know, those things are designed to block more light. That's why the enemy set it up that way. I'm sorry that good people, good Christian people went along with it. That's not God's fault. It's not God's plan. But they did it. People try to stay into a comfortable confine. Now, the enemy's way is more comfortable. It's not more comfortable, but it seems more comfortable. But there's nothing like operating in the power of God. And you're the most powerful person on the planet. That's fun. But you're not powerful in yourself. You're powerful in Him. That's what the enemy is afraid of. But I'm not afraid of his plots. I'm not afraid to destroy them. I'm not afraid to speak against them. I'm not going to lose a dime if I speak against them, because I didn't set my ministry up to operate off what people might do. And if I was depending on a lot of money, I still... Once you have this revelation and you start doing it God's way, you're going to lose something. And you're going to gain something. Some people will stop supporting you. because they love this world. People don't get in line to walk in love like they should. Some people do. And I thank God for them. Preacher, you sound like a hard case. In some ways I am. Some ways you have to be. If you're going to walk it out, you're not going to see the miracles unless you follow God. And where I land, I land. But I'm going to do it God's way. If I'm going to do it, and I am going to do it. Everything I do, I want it done God's way. Now, I've grown to be this way because, and it takes time to learn these things, to receive these things. You have to, if you walk with the Holy Spirit, you're going to learn things as it really is. I don't hate anybody. I'm not against anybody. I understand how the pressure that people are under, and it's not easy for anybody. If you're going to follow God, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to take a lot of your courage. You're going to have to develop courage and bravery. And it's going to take some prayer. It'll take prayer to change your mind and opinions. If you can change your, if you can get your opinions corrected, and you can start working on your habit system. It don't seem easy, but the Word of God takes away, it gives you strength. It gives you inner strength. The enemy know how to corrupt. Once he get people in a pattern, it's hard to get out of it. Everybody's used to it. You have to put yourself out there. You have to say things that people don't, you know, that's not popular. But in every situation, the Lord will give me what to do, what to say. Sometimes he'll have you do things that just outright puzzle people. But when he finishes, it works. People already have questions in the back of their mind because the plots of Satan cause people to wonder what's happening. Satan wants to keep God in a mystery category. But the Holy Spirit presents God as a person that loves you, that talks to you, that's practical. That's why I say God thinks of everything. And now I might seek him for my situation, but the way he relay all the knowledge and understanding to me, I can see his wisdom. I say, Lord, I didn't even, half of the stuff you had me do that's necessary, I didn't even know to think about. I had no clue about it. And here you are. You think of everything. God is good, folks. And his return is soon, and he's coming back for a glorious church. Be glorious. The King is coming. And he's worthy of a glorious church. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. He cares about you in every capacity, every way of life. He doesn't hold good things back from his heritage. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.